When you told family and friends and colleagues at work, what was their reaction? What did they think?
Well, that was the thing. I didn't really tell anybody. I told my best mate the Monday when I was going, that I was going for a walk to London. I told him why. And my mum, dad and sister and everyone kind of only found out from, like, the radio and media outlets, really. Because I didn't want them to get worried, to be honest. So I just kind of cracked on with it.
How did you come about the route? Was that something that you planned in advance, or again, did you just sort of go on the fly?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't strike people as a man with a plan. I kind of, I just had a look at a map, and if you look at it from where I was going, it's pretty much, as long as you stick to the A roads and certain things, you're going in pretty much a straight line. So I just thought, as long as I stick to a main sort of arterial route, I can find my way. And then road signs, basically, just kind of winged it.
Did you get any sort of funny stories or experiences that you picked up along the way?
There were parts, yeah. There's less funny stories. It was more just sort of grand gestures that you don't expect from random strangers, like the lads from sort of Warrington Crew Fire Station. They just took me in a crew. They saw I was struggling. They saw I was limping around and sort of looking pale and hadn't been fed and all sorts. And they took me in. They let me shower. They let me dry my clothes, charge my phone, made me infinite amount of brews and stuff like that. So things like that. It was just, when I was at my lowest points and things like that, people just kind of came from no one, kind of stepped up and got in there to help. It was amazing.
And you've talked then about some of your lowest points. So what were they? I mean, what were you thinking of some of your darkest times?
The darkest times, right? I'll forever say this. These, our lovely A-Roads, right? I had music on my phone. I've had messages on my phone, but the battery only lasts for so long. So you can be halfway through a day, battery dies, you're isolated, you're walking down these A roads, there's HGVs flying past you within a couple of feet of you, and it starts raining, and you're just like, why am I doing this? Your boots are wet, your feet are squelching, and you're like, why am I out here now? And it's just about getting to the next point, getting the phone charged, getting those messages, and realizing that there's a bigger picture. It's not just about I'm suffering for a couple of days and stuff like that, but why I'm doing it is to raise awareness of something that's terrible. So who am I to complain, really? And that sort of powered me on a little bit.
And when you were taking those final steps up to the HQ of the society there, how were you feeling?
It was amazing. It was a good feeling. Everyone's come out and sort of talking to me and sort of asking me what's going on. And it's been nice to sort of see how much it means to the people here. And it was just glad to actually touch the door of the place that I've set off for about 10 days ago and finally get it, and it's just a massive relief.
And I do understand there was a bit of a welcoming party for you, wasn't there? They'd put something on.
There was. They were all lovely. Again, I'm just a northern lad, so I like a good cup of tea. So that was good, and everyone's asking questions and taking pictures and sort of all sorts of things. It was lovely to meet all these people, because I've spoken to a lot of them on the phone and things like that, so it's nice to be able to meet the people I've spoken to and put names to faces.